under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idle by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, November 13th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Looking forward to this segment being brought to us by Little Trevor's Disposal there in Harbor Springs. You're already paying for your trash pickup. Why not pay these patriots to do the work for you? They support the station. They support the show. Greatly appreciate if you would support them. Give them a call today. Switch over your trash pickup service, either for your home or your business. Greatly appreciate that. 231-487-0780. Got a great show lined up for you. State Representative Neil Friske is coming on in the next segment. He's going to be reporting live from Lansing as they wrap up the legislative session. Officially tomorrow, Tuesday the 14th, they will be calling it quits for the year. So he's going to explain that process to us. Also, him and a few others, state representatives, have filed articles of impeachment against Dana Nessel. We're going to find out the mechanisms that are at work, statutes, laws, process, and how that would work going forward. Is this symbolic? Is this not going to go anywhere because of the control of the House being under the Speaker Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit, or because of the split House 54-54? Is this something that actually may be going forward in Lansing? So we're going to be talking to Neil Friske and getting an update on that as well. Tonight is our monthly meeting for the Antrim County Conservative Union. If you'd like to come and attend it, you're invited. It's open to the public. 7 o'clock p.m. at the Torch Lake Township Hall. That's on U.S. 31, just south of M88, halfway between Charlevoix and Elk Rapids. You just go through Charlevoix, come on down, climb a few hills, go down into a few valleys, a couple of curves, just south of the Friske Farm Market in Atwood. Keep coming on down to M88, Torch Cafe on the corner. As soon as you pass that, you'll come to 2355 U.S. 31, which is the Township Hall, the building we meet at 7. We try to wrap things up by 8:30. Great meeting, lots of information. I'm going to be doing a recap of this legislative year, 2023. All the bills the Democrats rammed through with their agenda, with their power, bills that have been signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Some of them have taken effect already. Some of them haven't. Some of them start 90 days from tomorrow because of the ending of the legislative session. Sign DIE. S-I-N-E-D-I-E. That is the Latin phrase for what they're doing, ending the legislative session early. They want that 90-day clock to start ticking. There's lots of information as to why. We're going to talk about that with State Representative Neil Friske when he comes on in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Neil Friske from the 107th House District. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How are you this morning?
I'm good, good, good. You're staying down in Lansing as they're getting ready to wrap things up for this legislative year. Explain to the folks what the heck's going on down there.
Well, we had the last couple of weeks were crazy. We were in session until 1:30 one night, after midnight another night, 2:30 another night. Pushed a lot of bills through. I lost track of the number. We must have voted on well over 100 bills in the last couple of weeks. And so we are adjourned now. Don't really know for sure how long. Constitutionally, we have to be in session on January 10th of 2024. So undoubtedly, we will reconvene on that day. Whether or not we do any business or not, it's another whole story. But there's a lot of speculation as to exactly when we'll come back. Obviously, I know a lot of people already know that two of the Dems won their mayor races. So we are technically tied now, 54-54. And under that arrangement, they have no motivation to bring any legislation forward. So I think through the normal process, it would be May before a general election would be held to fill those. And so there's lots of talk that maybe we're not coming back until that time. They are pretty solid Democrat seats. I think one of them has, you know, like a little bit of a crack of daylight chance of maybe slipping, but not too likely. So once those elections are held, we would be, you know, they'd be back in their majority again. So there's a lot of things up in the air, a lot of things we don't know about for sure. So we're just going to take it day by day and see what happens.
Now, one of the state representatives I spoke with said that technically that it's 54-54. The rules within the House, and I'm not sure whether or not you even know this or not, I don't know if he got it accurate, but he said that with it being split, the rules shows a courtesy, is the way it's explained, that the current speaker, Joe Tate, is still acting speaker, but that is for this legislative session, which you said and has adjourned, officially starts the clock ticking tomorrow, I believe, because you don't go in the session tomorrow. You're adjourned right now, but technically that's when the 90-day clock starts ticking, and that in the event he does call you guys back into session or the governor calls for a special session to come back, that it alternates. And he said the actual historical tradition is they flip a coin to see whether it's Joe Tate, the speaker, or perhaps the Republican minority leader for 1 month. And then the next month, the other party takes over. Have you heard anything like that, that theory, that history, that tradition anywhere?
Well, I have heard the mumblings of that. Supposedly, our leader did have some conversations with the speaker, and he has no interest in any kind of a shared power arrangement or anything like that. They're taking their gavel and they're going home, and they'll be back when they've got majority back. So we'll see, you know, whether, you know, a lot of times in the heat of the moment, you know, people say all kinds of things that they backpedal on a little bit over time.
Sure.
We'll just see how things work out. I'm sure they'll continue to talk about, you know, different possible arrangements. You know, on the one hand, the way the whole year has gone so far, it's a good thing for the people of Michigan that we're not in Lansing every day. But on the other hand, that's what people elected us to do, to come down here to work for them. And so clearly we can't do that if we're not going to be in session for several months. So it's kind of a bittersweet scenario, and we'll let a little time go by here and see exactly how things play out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things I know that they were very much wanting to do was push Mayor Mike Dugan there from Detroit, the tax plan. And I believe that got tabled, that got shelved. They could not get enough Democrat support for it. But he's really pushing hard to try to get that done before the end of the calendar year, December 31st. Is there any rumblings you're hearing that the governor could possibly call you guys back in a special session?
Well, she can call us back anytime she wants to for any reason. So it's not without, you know, outside of the scope of reality that it would happen. There was, I mean, again, last week, you know, we did hear rumors that they were going to bring that back up again, but it never came back up. So clearly they don't have the votes there, and we had already delivered them 10 or 12 votes as it was, and they still couldn't get it done. So I know that that is a sore spot between the speaker and the mayor, because there was a, you know, it was a promise, quote unquote, made there that obviously he did not fulfill. So that's not going to bode real well for them politically, but that's their problem. And we'll see what happens. You know, maybe, you know, unfortunately, so many times when we, you know, the term deliver votes for the Democrats, I'm not convinced that everyone that delivers that vote, you know, passionately wants to do that. They do that for a variety of reasons that are unfortunate. So maybe because of the current landscape, you know, some of those 10 or 12 people would actually retract their support now going forward, unless they can cut a deal for themselves. And whatever that means, whether that means, you know, getting legislation of their own across the finish line or something for their district, or, you know, it can mean a variety of things. So it is unfortunate. That is how Lansing works. For those that are not disciplined and rooted in true constitutional representation. So we'll just have to see how that plays out, too. You know, there's lots of things up in the air right now, and we'll just have to see what comes out of all of it.
Yeah, and of course, you're referring to your side delivering 10 or 12 votes for it. That's obviously Republicans who, for whatever reason, like you said, negotiated a deal on perhaps a bill they're wanting to be introduced and supported and allowed to go to a floor vote, committee assignments. There's all kinds of things that go on down there in Lansing. And that's only reason you're saying some of those 10 or 12 Republicans felt they would be willing to vote for that package.
Yes, correct. Correct. You know, and there were negotiations that went on. You know, some of them were, there was a commitment to get 10 Republican bills, you know, brought up for a vote. I think I lost track, but I think we voted on 7 maybe or 6.
Uh-huh.
And so that was another little piece of the puzzle where Tate didn't quite keep his commitment to our leader over that. You know, when it got down to the crunch time, he was like, nope, I've got other problems. We are not doing that. And so he didn't keep his word on the 10 Republican bills. But unfortunately, you know, those are bills that are, they're feel-good bills.
You know?
I mean, certainly no member of a Freedom Caucus got a bill up for a vote, you know.
That's for really, sure. You're right. That really meant really, something.
Yeah, that had any meat to it or something that, you know, you or I would get excited about. I mean,
right.
I voted no. I think I voted no on all but 2 or 3 of those Republican bills.
Yeah.
So they weren't even good bills.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
And then we're supposed to call that a victory.
Right.
Yeah, it's just yikes.
Okay, well, one thing I did want to talk about with you quickly is you and others, State Representative James DeSanta, who I rode the ferry back with from Mackinac there, the Midnight Crossing, and got to meet him from the 36th District. You and others, Freedom Caucus members, joined him in sponsoring articles of impeachment regarding Attorney General Dana Nessel. Is this, with the current leadership and the situation, the timing that we're in, Neil, is this symbolic, or does this really have some legs going forward?
Well, I mean, it does have some legs. You know, unfortunately, we all know that the system is the system, and legs or no legs, there's 101 ways around everything. So it does, I mean, you know, we didn't do it just to blow smoke and to make noise. It would definitely have some legs. It's just a matter of whether or not the process will you know, hear it fairly, and exactly how that goes. You know, I mean, it just happened, so it's not like we've heard back or, you know,
right,
heard a rebuttal or heard anything like that yet. But, you know, these charges are real. They're valid. You know, she did, you know, she did violate her dereliction of duty there with not investigating that situation there in Muskegon the way it should have been. And so this is, you know, it is a real matter. And
now, does she have to file an answer? Does the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, have to bring the resolution forward for a vote? What's the mechanics of the process?
You know, I don't know the exact answer to that. She certainly has to file an answer. Whether, you know, I think it would have to go through a process before it would come up for a vote. You know, we'll have to see how that plays out. Again, you know, who knows? I mean, they might just brush it off. We might have to be the ones that are constantly pushing on our side. I mean, if there's a legal filing, so, you know, whatever that legal process is, she does have to answer it.
Right.
So, you know, that'll be the first step, and how that answer comes across, I guess, will probably help determine the path going forward.
Okay, very good. Well, keep us informed if there's any updates or her response. You know, give me a call. I'll have you on the show to report to the people. But I wanted them to hear directly from you this morning. And also, I want to thank you personally for putting up and giving us the Michigan State Constitutions that we're going to be using in our class in Gaylord on Saturday, December 2nd. I'm picking them up actually from the Frisky Farm Market. Mike Farage dropped them off there for me. I'm heading up to Charlevoix and Petoskey this afternoon for some meetings, and I'll be swinging through the market and picking those up. And I want to thank you personally for providing those for us so that we can get everybody a copy of the Michigan State Constitution.
Great. No, you're welcome. Glad to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Last thoughts before I let you go. What's your plans? I know you're in Lansing giving a field report. You're kind of wrapping things up before you head back to district.
I was home over the weekend. I came back down today. You know, obviously, you know, it's a little bit tough, you know, going into all this time of uncertainty. It's hard to, you know, to come up with a good constructive game plan. From an office standpoint, you know, I have two staffers, you know, in my office, so people can continue to reach out. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to my office. It will be staffed, you know, full time. And so just kind of coming up with a plan, you know, as to, you know, what we're going to do with ourselves. I obviously am going to spend, you know, the majority of my time in district. If anything important comes up, I'll certainly make the trip to Lansing anytime I have to, but for the most part, I'll be spending as much time as I can in the district, hoping to take a couple days and do some deer hunting later this week.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. But we'll just, again, you know, this is uncharted waters. So, you know, all of us, there's not too many people, I think, that have a clear path as to what they're doing for the next 2 to 6 months.
Yeah, so have to wait and see.
Wait our way through that.
Very good. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate again you helping us with the constitutions, and we appreciate you coming on and giving us a field report. And hopefully you can get some rest and get ready to go here after the break.
You bet.
All right, Neil.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan.